We come to thee, O morning. We are excited to be here in beautiful Idaho. It's quite different than Pennsylvania. Mountains are a little taller. I think the trees are a little bigger. Better watch what I say. Anyway, I come from Ontario, so this beats Ontario. But we are excited to be here to sing God's song, to sing about Jehovah, and to sing about the God that doesn't change, the God that remains the same from age to age. And what this last song talked about the different elements that God is and how that shows in our life. And then that last phrase of the song about Him being our song. That's our prayer here. You know, we're all human, and we're especially human. We don't sing, we don't get our notes completely perfect. We don't necessarily, we're not displaying perfection necessarily. But we're singing about a God who's perfect. And that's pretty hard to do, to sing about a perfect God with imperfect voices and imperfect bodies. But that is our prayer, is that you would be able to worship with us, and that you would look past us as a group, and that you would see Christ. Now, you would see that Jehovah, that is your God, as well as our God, and that we could sing together and worship together His song.
You go through. like the fellow who's up here talking about the plane wreck. You said a very vital question that's been running through my mind, or a statement that answers a question that's running through my mind. The question is, Sammy, where are you going? And you answer that with, it's okay. I don't care if we crash. I know where I'm going. This morning, we were praying before we got here, and stuff was going through my mind about stuff at home. I slept so good last night, but when I sleep good, it just reminds me that I don't have enough and I need more. So I was tired because I didn't have enough to sleep because I need more. And just, yeah, there's things running through my mind, some other stuff. And one of the gentlemen up here this morning put his arm around me. He's like, Sammy, I just want to bless you for the way you've been on tour. And tears came to my eyes because I needed that encouragement. God knew, and as we were praying, I said, how did you know? He said, I know you, Sammy. I know what you need. I'm going to give it to you. And he turned that sorrow. He gave me a garment of praise. This morning, I can truthfully stand up here this morning and say, I'm glad to be here. And I look forward to seeing the rest of this program. Is the next song? Oh, you look at that. Have fun with the next song.
last song that we sang talks a lot about praising God. And it struck me this morning, it talks a lot about creation praising Him, but it also talks about Him being our Master, our Redeemer. And I love that picture, because He's a God that's big enough to hang the stars in space, and yet He is our Redeemer, He is our Savior. He's small enough to live inside of us. And I just want to praise Him for that this morning.
The next song that we sing is called Amazing Love. You know, when we really think about what God did for us, and like Rhonda was saying, He's small enough to live within us. He was humble enough to come to this earth, to live among us. You know, we're not beautiful people, if you really think about what we did to Christ. And to think about Him hanging on the cross, and it wasn't the Jews that nailed Him there. They physically did it. But it was us. It was you and I that drove Him to that cross and crucified Him. I crucified Christ. I drove those nails into His hands, those spikes into His feet. And yet He looks at me and says, I love you. He extends that love to each one of us. Even though we were the ones that put Him there. We were the ones that put Him there. And this next song, talking about amazing love, and there's a phrase in here that keeps jumping out at me every time we sing it, and how it says, emptied Himself of all but love. And then it's a challenge for me. Can I look at each one of my brothers and sisters and empty myself of everything but love? Get rid of myself. Get rid of my pride. Get rid of my selfishness and love the person beside me like Christ loved me. It's a challenge that I've been thinking about lately. I believe God's love is dying on the cross, one of the most important things of our salvation. And this song, I believe music is a language, English is a language. We've added the third element of language, and that's sign language, to this song. I think it adds another whole depth to just how deep God's love is. We can sing about God and about His love up here all morning long, but we still won't be able to express the depth of God's love. And so this is one small way of showing, of explaining this song. Just think of the phrases in this. It's so rich with what Christ did for us. And then at the end, it gives that challenge. What He did for us demands my life, my all. If you think of all, there isn't much more to add to it. If God wants all of us, that's everything. We can't hide anything from Him. It demands it, that love that God's given us.
Thank you. love so amazing, so divine, demands my life, my love, my all. The next song we sing is entitled A Simple Offering. It's the title of our program. It talks about several events in Scripture where there were individuals who had very little, but they chose to give it. They chose to give everything they had. There's a phrase in this song that says, there's no life that's insignificant when it's yielded to God's plan. And I want to encourage you this morning that your life is not insignificant. For myself, I have and still do sometimes wonder, you know, am I really significant? Do I really make a difference in the world around me? But we are. We do have significance. God loves us. He has given us significance. If we give Him everything we have, it is enough. And God has given us His love. He sent His Son to die on His cross. And the least we can do is give everything we have back to Him.
Thank you.